This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Now, Jan, before we get back to the search for the answers to the UFO mystery, I want to ask you a few things about MUFON organizationally, some concerns that have come up, I guess, the last year or two. And you know what I mean here. So let's go through some of that and see what happened and what's happening going forward. So, of course, we have the story that one of your state directors posted something on Facebook that's very, very, to be blunt, white supremacist in nature. And that started a furor. How did you guys treat that?
Well, initially, the posting that got made was taken down pretty quickly. I mean, because it was done in air, honestly. We've all done things that we regret. So the initial take was that this was a personal Facebook post, was not done in any official capacity to MUFON. So therefore, it was a personal thing. Now, we did ask that the individual apologize, and he actually did apologize to the people for doing it. You know, I always find it interesting that people are quick to point out other people's faults, but rarely their own. And, you know, I go back to John 8:7, you know, he was without sin, let him cast the first stone. But ultimately, because of this particular individual's stature within MUFON and everything else, we decided that the right thing to do was to remove him from that position. So that was the action taken. I mean, it was done and it's over with and behind us. I mean, there's no place for racism or white supremacy in any organization. And MUFON stands behind a full equal opportunity mantra for the organization. I mean, we have anybody and everybody who are members of MUFON or who volunteer and are part of MUFON, and we appreciate that. Yeah.
I can identify with that because I'm an equal opportunity offender. I go out of my way to be as offensive as I can be to everybody when it suits, the whole agenda of getting people thinking. But I was a little bit surprised that the individual in question, I don't know why we're not mentioning who it is, but
go ahead, mention it.
Well, John Venturi was walking around Las Vegas, kind of like he owned the place, glad-handing everybody and stuff. I personally, if it had been me that had had my pants, gotten pants like he did, I would have had a hard time showing up at an international symposium and walking around like nothing had happened. I was really surprised about that, Jen.
You know, anyone can go anywhere they want. It's my country.
I know.
Yeah, but I would get him on the show and have him talking. What I can tell you about the actual incident, which might be of interest for the backstory for those who don't know, John got a posting. I mean, he's big into the whole social media task. I'm not as good at it. I monitor it, but I don't really engage in all this stuff because I think it's kind of a lot of craziness in many cases. But
a lot of time wasting.
Yeah, I get better things to do with my time, but he got a posting basically saying that Netflix was going to run a show on white genocide. Now, his grandmother happens to be one of the individuals, she's Jewish, who lived through the Holocaust. I don't know what her direct linkage to the Holocaust was, but she went through the Holocaust. And so that infuriated him, which caused him to generate a short, terse message about that posting he got. And that's what started this whole furor. He realized that he got bad information, whether it's fake news, whatever you want to call it, that the posting wasn't correct. The person who posted it didn't have their facts straight. So once he figured that out, he immediately removed it and apologized for what he posted. So you can go every which way, but Sunday, I mean, was it appropriate to do? No, it wasn't appropriate. You know, did he realize that? He realized that. Did he apologize for it? Yes, he apologized for it. I don't know what else you want to do. I guess we could have burned him in effigy, but we said, look, it's not a
problem. Well, I think we kind of did. At least the community did. My God. Yeah. I've never seen so many people come out and just fire with all freaking barrels blazing, boy.
You know something, though? I looked at the messages over at Kevin Randall's different perspective. where he responded, and I did not like the way he came off. Well, I've got some information here that I'm going to present at the right time. And he was just shouting off and boasting.
Yeah, well, that,
and I just thought when you start taking that attitude, under these circumstances, you know, it doesn't really show him off in a good light.
No.
Right. Yeah, and I don't want to drag this into the realm of politics, but in light of all these exposés that we're seeing right now with the sexual predators, I don't think there's any place for that. I don't think there's any place for bigotry and racism. And right now, I think we're being put into a situation culturally where everything's getting galvanized into real black and white sort of stark definitions in terms of where you stand on things. And I think the leadership in this country, current leadership, is really responsible for this knee-jerk response into real good, bad, black, white type thinking. And I think it's important for everybody to be very, very careful. And I'm talking to myself as well as anybody when we comment on things that may have innuendos that are unintended even or blatant statements that might be construed in a way that is really going to come back and, pardon the expression, bitch slap you. So I think everybody should be very, very careful right now, especially in our field. It's already controversial enough. We don't need to make it more controversial. And someone like a John Ventre should really understand that he is in a position of authority, being the state director. And I think, wasn't he a director of several states, I think, wasn't he? Or he had some sort of...
Yeah, he was helping us monitor him. He's actually developing state directors to go into the states, but yeah.
Right. Well, that's a really important position of power and responsibility, and to have a lapse like that is really, to me, it's inexcusable, and especially now in this day and age. I think he was right at the cusp of this now emerging phase that I think culturally we're going to be going through. And I think it's really important for anybody involved in the field of the paranormal, ufology, these very, very controversial subjects, that, boy, we are really under the microscope now, and we really have to be careful because there's magnifying glasses on all our asses right now, and we really have to be careful. And we really have to second guess everything that we do and say and read things through and don't respond in a knee-jerk fashion. It's going to come back and hurt everybody.
Yeah, and I think your comments too on this black and white are right on. And in terms of you're seeing people lining up on opposite. It's like there's no middle ground anymore. You're either on the far left or you're on the far right, or the top or the bottom, or whatever you want to say. But I've never seen a more polarized, at least in the United States. I don't know if it's like this in other countries, but at least
I
in
absolutely
United States.
Agree. I've never seen it as polarized as we're seeing now.
I mean, even back in the 60s when we had race riots and everything else, people were at least talking with each other. You know, they were, now we can't even get conversations going. You know?
No, we can't.
It's like we're living in two different worlds. Yeah.
It's really important for folks like ourselves who are interested in controversial subjects that are highly, highly contentious in many ways, to be extra vigilant, extra careful about the posture that we take. Not only be careful about what we say, but how we say it, I think is also be a pretty good piece of advice. Oh my God!
Absolutely. Well, so, you know, there's this saying, before you point out someone else's faults, you know, remove the plank from your own eye. The one thing I would say that I thought could have gone better in this whole thing was the people who were ranting and raving on social media about this whole thing, if they had just picked up the phone and called John and said, John, look, I read your post and I was really disappointed. Someone of your caliber to have put something like this on, and let John explain himself. And, you know, maybe there's no explanation for it. But the point is, there needs to be dialogue. And when dialogue stops in any society, that's when wars begin.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I absolutely agree.
Let's break, guys. We're going to break and then go into a few more organizational things with MUFON and get back to the search for the UFOs and where that will take us. With Jan Harzan's our special guest, with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, another issue that's come up is you've got a, I don't know if you call it a committee or something, called Inner Circle at MUFON. So far, I see it's got a dozen members listed, including yourself, former directors. And the first question before I ask more about it, so people want to know, Do you have to be a member of the Inner Circle to be a possible director of MUFON?
No, these are just donation levels. So, you know, and we can check, the names could be gold, bronze, silver, platinum, whatever you want to say. But basically, people who have donated a certain amount of money to the organization over time, or one time, I guess, they make certain levels. And so we've even discussed whether that even needs to be posted. But no, it has nothing to do with, you know, your stature in MUFON or what access to information you have. I mean, everybody has the same access. So, and it certainly doesn't have anything to do with whether you can become the director of MUFON.
Well, the only thing is here, you have people here, most of the people who have been director are in this list. And this involves people who have donated $5,000 or more to MUFON.
Correct. But that's just because those people are pretty generally people who are supportive of the mission of MUFON, and they want to make sure it's successful, and they realize that any nonprofit, I mean, you know, we have offices, we have staff, we have phones, we've got computers. It costs money to run all that stuff. So if you're not constantly fundraising and growing the membership and doing what you do, there's not much you can do. There's not much you can achieve as an organization if you don't have any funding to do it. I'd love everything to be a complete 100% volunteer, but then nothing ever happens. I mean, we spent the first 30 years of the organization. You collect a lot of paper files, you put them in boxes, and they sit in a warehouse. What good does that do? Nothing. So you have to action. You put action behind it. So it takes money to do that. So these are nothing but basically donation levels that people have. So, and give them a little recognition for the fact that they did put out of their pocket some money to help support the organization. I mean, it's no more. That's what it is. That's, I mean, there were people trying to make a big deal out about it. It was a secret society, and that I think it was the name Inner Circle. That, and I'm not even sure who came up with that name. That was kind of the thought process behind it. But no, it's just strictly donation levels.
Well, maybe it would serve then to put a little couple of sentences here.
Okay.
Of clarification. So if people looking at it saying, yeah, wait a minute, what's going on here? We've got people who donate more than $5,000 to an organization, which is understandable. You're a nonprofit corporation and you have a right certainly to ask for donations. And it's tax deductible. Of course, with Washington, we don't know how long that's going to last. But maybe there should be some clarification as to that. And I think now, because we're in a politically correct world, anything you do, as Chris said, is under the microscope, and maybe just look at things like that so that things are addressed. Like an example, people speaking on behalf of the organization or who are in a position of authority, to just be a little careful about the things they say, because it will extend to their private lives whether they want it to or not. And that's also unfortunate. Right.
And also, you know, people look at something like a Jay-Z Knight, for instance, who's, I think, one of these larger contributors. And, you know, I think James Clarkson brought up a point in his widely disseminated letter of resignation that, you know, he didn't want to be, I guess I'm trying to paraphrase this, but the association of someone like that, who's highly controversial, being a channeler of Rompha and all this, and someone who's kind of in his neighborhood, basically, up there in Washington State, you know, he felt uncomfortable with the perception that someone like that, maybe on some level, calling the shots around there or exerting some sort of influence when their particular private scenario in their lives of having kind of a cultish group around them waiting on the latest musings of the 10,000-year-old adept named Rompha to come through Jay-Z Knight in that weird, funny voice. It just didn't seem to be something that he felt comfortable with being associated with MUFON. Now, I understand that just because somebody has a private life, that shouldn't really be held against them when they're a benefactor with MUFON. I understand that it's kind of apples and oranges. But there is the issue of perception management going on here as well. I mean, how do you reconcile that? I mean, what can you do?
Well, here's the story. It's as simple as this. When I took over as executive director 5 years ago, we got a call from an organization saying we're holding a conference in Washington and we'd like someone from MUFON to speak at it. At the time, when it was, I couldn't go. So I asked Dave McDonald, my predecessor, if he could fly out and speak to this group. I didn't know much about the group. It turned out it was a conference over a weekend, probably something on this spiritual retreat group. That was all I knew about it, other than the fact they wanted someone to come speak for MUFON. Dave reached out to James Clarkson and invited him to go with them. So the two of them went to the conference. Dave spoke. They had a great time and met all the people, met Jay-Z Knight, met all these folks. And I even have pictures of them having dinner with Jay-Z Knight, the two of them. We received a nice check from the organization, and that was it. I mean, they said, thank you for having someone come speak. We didn't ask him for the check, just sent us a check. So we put the check at the bank, and, you know, I have never spoken to Jay-Z. I've never met Jay-Z Knight. I don't even know Jay-Z Knight.
People need to know that.
Well, yeah, it's pretty significant. But, you know, I'm not one to go point fingers or go make a big deal about things.
Right. Some people are, Jen.
What?
Some people are. I don't think it's that big of a deal myself personally, but have you ever seen her channel, Ramtha?
No, I haven't watched it.
Okay, you should check that out sometime.
Okay.
And then wonder why people have issues with someone like that being considered on some sort of inner circle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've never spoken. She's never asked anything about MUFON.
You should talk to her and ask her to ask Ramtha what he thinks of MUFON, and maybe he has some advice for the organization.
Thanks, Chris. I'm going to get right on that one.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
I know.
Well, we're going to channel something right now. No, we're not going to channel, but I think you see now, Jan, that there's a need to be circumspect. Because you're dealing with a subject that's already controversial. There's already the perception that you're just a bunch of doe-eyed ET believers out there. And,
mm-hmm.
When you throw in anything about abductions, it gets to be even wackier, regardless of the truth
behind
it. Blue
aliens and time-traveling five-year-olds to Mars. And I mean, come on. And that's a whole other subject that I'm sure we're going to talk about at some point is where you draw the line of presenting information that is absolutely, has no provenance, has no evidence to back it up, no proof, no documentation, no corroborative evidence whatsoever. And to present individuals presenting this type of information with the caveat, well, we want people to make up their own minds, to me is highly problematic to be actually really kind about it and low-key.
We're going to pursue that in our next segment with Jan Harzan. Gene and Chris, you're in
Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, obviously, Chris O'Brien is talking here about the 2017 MUFON Symposium, Jan, which obviously was talking about the so-called secret space program. Now, in the old days of the UFO field, and it didn't always happen, there was this line of demarcation between so-called scientific ufology and the wacky part, the people who were time travelers, who met the blonde Venusians, this, that, and the other thing. Now, do we see here an attempt to merge these different factions, or what? Why present people who have theories that just don't make any logical sense?
Well, here was the idea behind that whole conference. There have been about six books published in the last year and a half on the subject of the secret space program. So let's go back in time here. When I was 10, I saw a craft in my backyard 30 feet from me, hovering 10 feet off the ground. It was a very advanced technological device because it had no wings, no engines, no nothing on it. But it was hovering there. And my first reaction was that it was man-made. I made that thought because of the fact there was a bolt between a crossbars that were the scissoring function on the landing gear. But as I studied that craft, I could see that it was seamless and in no windows, no doors, and completely like melted out one piece of metal. We see these in many reports we get of these craft that are sighted these days. But I can't tell you for certain that it was extraterrestrial or where it came from, of this planet, or if it was something we built ourselves. And that was 1965. Now, fast forward to 1993, and I'm attending a UCLA lecture for alumni of the engineering school, and Ben Rich is presenting. And his last slide is a black disc zipping off into outer space, and he says, these words, you know, we now have the technology to take E.T. home. He had made that same presentation in 92 at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, which got recorded. Unfortunately, the one I was in was not recorded, but other witnesses were there. But in private conversation afterwards with a group, small group of people who stayed around to talk to him, he basically said, you know, we found an error in the equations and we now know how to travel to the stars and it won't take us our lifetime to do it. He was pretty emphatic that this was where we were headed. That was 34 years ago. So the other thing is that the last spy plane announced by the Lockheed Skunk Works or by the military or by anybody, the government, was the F-117, which I think was actually built in 83. It was first shown to the public during one of the Gulf Wars with Iraq in, I think, 94, maybe 10 years later, 93, 94.
It was unveiled in the late 1990, early 91, I believe.
Yeah, but that's going back almost 20, 30 years. So what? We've just done nothing for 20 or 30 years? I don't believe that. I think that there's been quite a bit of stuff done in the last 20 or 30 years. So this brought up the topic of with these all these books and this knowledge that we have in the public domain, that is it possible that some of these unknowns, because about 30% of our cases after careful investigation end up in the unknown bucket, which means we can't identify them as anything, could some of these, and I emphasize some, could some of these be our own craft, our own aircraft, our own spacecraft, our own something? And so we decided to put the theme around the secret space, the case for a secret space program. As it turns out, many people think there's multiple secret space programs going on. I don't know. I mean, that's just one of the theories.
Well, isn't that logical, though, that we certainly have a secret space program when it comes to spy satellites?
Well, we certainly have it with regard to spy satellites, but we're talking about putting men in space or you know,
sure.
Humans in space. You know.
Well, in bases on Mars and on the dark side of the moon and all that. But,
right.
But Jan, you know Ron Regehr.
Yeah.
I mean, Ron was Aerojet, Douglas Aircraft, 35, 40 years. He worked on Apollo, Skylab, DSP. I mean, you go down the list of black budget projects that he was involved with and still has knowledge that he can't divulge even today. I mean, I just went up to Grand Canyon with him yesterday, and we actually talked a little bit about this, as we invariably do. And one of the things that he mentioned to me was anybody in aerospace knows when there's something cool going on because everybody's trying to get the same exotic materials. And when somebody has the budget to get it, everybody else is jealous and, of course, knows that something's going on. He says it is a very, very small fraternity when it comes to materials procurement and technological breakthroughs even. And he says that, you know, even though he doesn't have the kind of security clearances that a Ben Rich would have or someone of that stature in the aerospace industry, he says it's fairly common knowledge when new projects come down the pike. And when you mention the whole concept of space fleets and bases on the moon and Mars, he rolls his eyes and goes, this is absolute fabricated science fiction. And I'm not saying that to cover up what I know. He says it's just inconceivable to him that people who aren't doing due diligence and not looking into this from a rational, you know, aerospace grounded point of view, he says anybody that has any sort of knowledge about the aerospace industry knows that this is just, it's impossible. There's just not enough of the right kind of materials going around to possibly allocate to incredibly, you know, costly projects like this without a lot of people knowing it and word getting out. Just to me, claiming that I'm 5 years old, they teleport me to Mars, I have a 20-year career, and then I'm teleported back through time to 5 years old and I remember the 20 years. I mean, anybody that is allowed to have that story and speak on a stage at MUFON, to me, is a major, major mistake politically and just as a – to me, it's just a way to put butts in the seats because these books that all quote each other are incredibly popular right now. And people like David Wilcock and others are making really good money promoting these types of I think, bad science fiction stories. And then when you start hearing about Corey's kids, ritual magic, and kind of weird cultish type things that do not come up in conversations about secret space programs, but are attendant to the individuals involved, I get worried.
Yeah, so let's go look at that. Let's investigate that real quick here. We do have data from at least two data points, one being Carl Wolf, who in 1966-67 timeframe was an airman second class in the Air Force stationed at Langley Air Force Base, and during one of the lunar orbiter missions was asked by his boss to go over to the NSA headquarters and fix a printer because he was part of the photographic group. He was a technician. He thought he was going over to NASA because he didn't know NSA. As a 22-year-old, NSA didn't mean anything to him. So when he said NSA, he thought he meant NASA, NASA. He went over, and I won't go through the whole scene, but he was pretty impressed the fact that he walked in a hangar, and it was full of workstations with people from all over this planet. Now, there were Russians, Chinese, Americans, all manning this thing. It was an NSA operation. They were taking the feeds from the lunar orbiter, cleaning them up before passing them on to NASA and the public. Right. I'm not even sure NASA knew this was going on. But he was led into a cipher-locked room, led to a printer, and as he was looking, trying to figure out how to get the printer moved to a place where he could work on it, the other airman second class who took him into the cipher-locked printer room said, "Oh, look at this. We've found bases on the moon." Carl looked at the photographs. He saw buildings, dome buildings, I think some other type buildings. I know Carl personally. I've known him for almost 30 years. He's not someone who's delusional. He saw buildings on the moon, the backside of the moon. That's one data point. And then we've got Donna Hare.
Right, of course. I was going to bring her up.
Well, I mean, you know, now she didn't see any person herself, but she
well, was. she saw them airbrushing details out of photographs. And
right.
By the way, Carl, was he at Langley, Virginia?
Virginia, yes.
I need to check. I know an F-16 pilot there. I'm going to check. I totally forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me.
I'd be happy to introduce you to him. He's a great guy.
It sounds infinitely believable. I had a guy, Wayne Holland, who's one of Stephen Greer's witnesses in the original Disclosure Project.
Let's talk about that in our next segment with Gene and Chris and Jan Harzan. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris was talking here about someone he knew. And about the implications of the topics we're talking about, Chris.
Well, I had this guy show up, friend of a friend type thing. Guy was, grew up, son of a CIA operative, Bremerton, Washington. He thought his dad was a painting contractor, stumbled into the knowledge that his dad was something other than that. Ended up having special talents and skills. Long story short, ended up logging computer punch cards on UFOs doing cattle mutilations in the Midwest in the early to mid-70s, according to him. And the hangar was a building that was able to be hidden holographically. At one point, he was shown footage. Somebody was showing off to him and showed him classified footage with Russian acrylic writing underneath, going over a red planetary surface. There's plenty of these apocryphal stories, but when it comes down to procurements and budgets and materials and, things that are really needed to make all this stuff a reality, there's a place where the stories kind of end and then the reality begins. How do we know that people aren't shown things? Bob Lazar would be a classic example. Maybe the guy was profiled psychologically to be someone that would become a whistleblower, and let's program this guy with all sorts of stuff that we know he's going to talk about because of his psych profile, and let's fill his head full of stuff, and then have this wonderful disinformation program out there, seeding knowledge about whatever subject you want to disinform people about. Richard Doty is another one. This guy's now, he just was on Linda Howe's show. We tried to get him on our show. We wanted to put some hard questions to him about his particular experiences with AFOSI and Gabe Valdez and the New Mexico State Patrol and other things.
With Richard Doty, it's still in the realm of possibility. Enough said. Go ahead.
Okay. I think MUFON should be, at least personally, my opinion, MUFON should be above the fray, and that these types of conferences featuring these types of individuals aren't up to the standard of excellence that I would expect from MUFON.
Go ahead.
I just understand that you're going with trends where people are interested in stuff and you want to get butts in the seats. There were a lot of people there at that conference, the most that I've seen in a while. So it was a successful conference. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It was our most successful conference ever.
Yes. Okay. So I'm a little bit concerned, Jan, that you put up some sort of loosey-goosey stuff that really can't be proven. You know, of course, who's the gentleman just died? The Navy guy, William Tompkins. His story is interesting. However, when you start cross-referencing all these people's accounts, they tend to be filling in the blanks of each other's stories, and they're relying on details that have already come before, and there's very little new information. Like the whole time traveling thing with Corey Good kind of reminds me of Andrew Bisaggio, Laura Eisenhower's stuff. Oh, I was trained by Ed Dames and Barack Obama, Barry Satoru, and I, and Bisaggio went to Mars. This is beneath MUFON, okay? In my estimation, there's got to be a way for you to attract that kind of audience to your symposiums without going that extra step of legitimizing what these people have to say, because there is no way that this can be proven. Until it can, you can't give them carte blanche and be signing off on their stories and let people decide. That's not your role.
Having someone speak at a conference and endorsing them are two completely different things, though, Chris.
By having them speak, you're endorsing them in my book.
Well, I don't think that's true. I mean, if you watch the promo video on the front of the MUFON Symposium, which I think is still there, MUFONSymposium.com for that conference, I was very emphatic that we were going to be covering the entire waterfront of this whole subject area. And we started off with mainstream scientists. You know, it was supposed to be Brandenburg. Unfortunately, he had heart surgery the week before. But
oh, wow, I didn't know that. Is he all right?
Yeah, he's doing much better. Thank you. Yes, definitely. But we had James Woodward from...
Yeah, James Woodward's very interesting.
Yeah. And then we went into the UFO researchers like Mark McCandlish. Now, Mark, you know, I just think the world of Mark and also Michael Schratt. I mean, that these two guys have been involved in this field for... Gosh, since the beginning of time, almost.
Yeah, they have.
And they've, you know, at least in the case of Michael Schratt, I mean, he has come and crawled through the Stringfield files and our cases and just a tremendous researcher. And both of them have their own stories to tell from the research that they've done. In the case of Mark McCandlish, he was an illustrator for the aerospace industry and in that capacity got to see a lot of things I'm sure he's not even today allowed to talk about. But he also had conversations with people who told him some of the stuff that was going on. So that's how he comes up with the information he's got on the ARV, I guess, you know, and these types of things. Another speaker was Tom Keller. Tom actually was here in Orange County just two nights ago speaking. He related the story when he lived in Lancaster, knew Gary Schultz and some of the other guys out there who used to go out to Area 51. But when he was in Lancaster, he just, through a friend, met a gentleman who was a test pilot. Who landed at, I think, or was that in Palmdale? I believe it was. But anyway, he got off his jet and was looking for a restroom and accidentally stumbled into a hangar where there were drawings of flying saucers. In other words, there was the mechanical drawings, I mean, detailed drawings of, they were building a flying saucer out in Palmdale. I believe it was the Lockheed Skunk Works site out there. But right. So we have these cases of people. Now, can you say, well, show me the drawing? There's no drawing there. I mean, no one has the drawing, you know. This particular person was grabbed by the security guards and interrogated to find out what he knew and what he didn't know. And before he was released, he was told that he could never repeat anything he'd seen in that location. But we had a lot of speakers there. I mean, there were 12 speakers, and you're going back to two of the speakers, but there were 10 others. That we started with the very scientific part of this thing. We went through the investigative part of it and had people talk to that. And then, yeah, on the back end, I even said in the video, I said, look, we're going to have some very speculative stuff here, but you know, you need to listen to it and decide if it fits for you. For a lot of people, it didn't fit. That's fine. I mean, you know, I don't know if anyone's ever been to Mars or not. I have no idea. But we thought because it was part of the entire conversation that people should be able to see the whole thing all the way through.
Doesn't it, though, create, as they say, a bad feeling for the entire thing? I mean, if you have 10 people who are solid scientific and two wacky people, you know that the critics, the press, they'll look at the wacky people and say, that's typical. Look at this convention. You have people here who travel through time. They're like John Carter of Mars, where they sit in one place and they go to Mars by astral projection or something, whatever it is. that's what gets the attention. What? That's why you have to be politically correct.
Yeah, actually, it had quite the opposite effect. I had people walking up to me who in years past said they would never have anything to do with MUFON. They were UFO researchers, and they were at the event, and they were thanking me for having the open-mindedness to allow that conversation to happen. You can't shut down conversation. I mean, you have to allow people to discuss things. Yeah, we lost a handful of people who are very conservative in their viewpoints on things, but we picked up hundreds more who were open-minded enough to say, I'll listen to it. I don't have to believe it. I don't have to. The sign of an intelligent mind is being able to listen to something, not necessarily take it to be truth, but just listen to it. So, look, it was a one-time event. We pick a different topic. This next symposium in 2018 is going to be about UFOs, extraterrestrials, and the future of humanity. We're going to have a bunch of scientists on it and other very credible people that I think you're going to be very interested in coming and hearing. So to me, this is all.
I'd be interested in coming and presenting because, boy, I got a presentation on that level.
Yeah. Okay. Well, send it to me.
I will.
Look, criticism is well taken. I appreciate it. I've had, other input from different people. It was a one-time event, and, it's come and it's passed, and it's time to move on and get to the future.
Well, the bottom line is that you really stirred up a bit of a hornet's nest, and a little bit of controversy is not necessarily a bad thing. You filled a lot. I was very impressed with the turnout that you had. And, I think the subject matter, sometimes you have to jerk people out of their catharsis and their conservative viewpoints, possibly, to get people to wake up and take notice and get involved. All it takes really is like a 73 wave to get a lot of people energized and jazzed about the subject again and get their minds off Trump and North Korea and these other pressing terrestrial issues. I think things tend to contract a little bit when domestic and foreign issues get really intense, and then when things get a little bit more complacent and loosey-goosey and comfortable, then people, their minds start to wander a little bit.
We're going to continue with our discussions with Jan Harzan and get back, since we've dealt with the organizational issues, get back to the research and see where we're going. With Gene, Chris, and Jan, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. We have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.